This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Julian Edelman posted a hype video to social media the other day. It was all about Beat LA, and we all know the long-standing Boston-LA sports rivalry that spans across multiple sports, but I'm watching this video, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess the Chargers are L.A. now. Like, it never even occurred to me.
It didn't occur to either of us either until somebody brought it up. Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Ben, it's more like Boston Orange County than anything, I guess.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Ben, I want to ask about Rob Gronkowski. He's had a rough year, to say the least, this year. Is there been any talks of him retiring after the end of this season?
Not from him, but that's definitely, you know, the buzz and what all the fans are talking about. And, you know, this is already a guy who immediately after the Super Bowl last year said, yeah, I've been thinking about retirement. Yeah. And I think some of it was, at the end of a long season, players are always just ready to get the heck out of there and I'm done with this. And then they get a few months off and they get refreshed and they're ready to go. And I think it was a little bit of a contract ploy, too, by Gronk. I think he was setting the stage for a renegotiation. At the same time, he looks a shell of himself this year physically. He's been on the injury report for about half the season with back and ankle injuries. He actually wasn't on the report this week, which maybe says that he's 100%, but I think at this time of the season, no one's really 100%. And anytime you see back injury with Gronk, that's a huge red flag. This is a guy who's had the disc issue in his back. He's had three surgeries over his career to fix it. And you got to think that a fourth is coming at some point, whether it's this offseason or when he's done with his career. But that he's always had chronic back problems, and he just doesn't get separation this year. He's still a good route runner. He's still pretty solid in the run game. They've been using him as a decoy in the passing game, keeping him into block a lot this season. And he still makes contested catches in traffic, but he's had the lowest yards after catch numbers of his career. He's not trucking guys and bowling them over and being the Gronk that we've seen over the last 8 years. So he's still a good player for them, and he's still a positive when he's on the field, but he's not Gronk, and he's not the same guy. And I don't think anyone would be surprised if he retired after this season.
Father Time still undefeated, as they say. Ben Volen is with us from the Boston Globe. Ben, we buried the Patriots out here in the West Coast. I'm sure they buried them there in New England 5 times, I think it was, this year. Every time they lost a game, that was the end of the Patriots' run. It was all over for Brady. It was all over for Belichick. All that stuff. And, of course, all that noise just goes away because here they are getting ready to host another playoff game after, I think it's their 9th straight year with a bye in the first round, which is just an amazing achievement. Where do you rate this version of the Patriot team with, say the last 8 or 9?
Certainly a step below where they've been the last, 4 years, making the Super Bowl 3 out of 4 times, winning it twice. This team is not as good as that team. I compare it to the 2013 Patriots, who still made it to the AFC Championship game, but they had to go on the road to Denver, and that was Peyton Manning's first year there, or maybe his second year, but the Patriots got blown out on the road. They just didn't have enough firepower, and it seems similar this year. They're a good team. They did get to 11-5. Here they are hosting a game in the divisional round. They could easily lose this game, and then all the talk about the Patriots dynasty comes back, Sunday night, Monday morning, and, as Brady and Belichick finished and all that stuff. I think they overestimated how much Brady, Edelman, and Gronk have left in the tank because they kind of built the offense around those three players this year. They let Amendola walk. They traded away Brandon Cooks. They let Deion Lewis walk, and they went bargain hunting to replace them. Eric Decker, Kenny Britt, guys, Jordan Matthews, guys who'd never didn't make the team out of training camp. And so they just haven't had great weapons around Tom Brady this year. And Brady still looked pretty good. He definitely isn't falling off a cliff. He's definitely playing well considering his age, but you can tell he just is not comfortable with the pieces they put around him this year. And I think they overestimated, especially Gronk. They, I don't know if they anticipated him having back issues again this year. but they just haven't looked the same, and this does not, to me, look like a Super Bowl-worthy team. Maybe the cards fall, you know, in place for them. Maybe the Colts beat the Chiefs this weekend, the Patriots knock off the Chargers, and all of a sudden the Patriots are hosting the AFC Championship game. But this is not one of their better units, and that's, you know, the standards around here are pretty high. They won two Super Bowls and went to three in the last 4 years, so that's not a huge knock saying they're not as good as they used to be.
Ben, you know, sometimes Bill Belichick will, you know, do his conferences, and at least from my standpoint, I always get a read of how he feels about his opponent he's going up against by the type of praise that he gives them. What has he been saying about the Chargers leading up to this game on Sunday?
A lot of praise. You know, Philip Rivers is big, tough, accurate, savvy, you know, every adjective in the book he uses for Philip Rivers. Their offensive linemen are big and physical and dominant, and their wide receivers, they're big, they're fast, they can do it all. I mean, he kind of does that. He pumps the tires. When they played the Jets 2 weeks ago, you know, I thought they were playing, I thought Joe Namath was back at quarterback for the Jets. So he definitely accentuates the positive in the media, and certainly with his players too. He wants them to have, you know, the opponent's full attention and to take the game seriously. But you know, there are reasons to praise the Chargers. I don't think it's a lot of hot air. I think if you look at all the teams in the AFC, they're probably the most balanced, and I think have the fewest flaws of any of the teams. They're just solid across the board on both sides of the football. So this is gonna be a great test for the Patriots. It's been a while since they've had a really tough game here in the second round of the playoffs. Usually it's kind of a cakewalk and almost a second bye, and it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to go to the AFC Championship game. But I could definitely see the Chargers coming into town and knocking these guys off. The Chargers are a very good team. You know, the things going in the Patriots' favor are the intangibles. The Chargers with the travel and the time change and playing at home at Foxborough, obviously. But on paper, if this were on a neutral field, I think the Chargers pretty much check all the boxes.
Yeah, they did also in 2006 when they played the game here in San Diego, and there isn't a single Charger fan, even people from San Diego. You'd be surprised, I think, Ben, at how many people in San Diego are really excited about this game, even though the team has left. They don't want to admit it, but I think there's still a lot of Charger love here in San Diego and a lot of dislike for the Patriots because of, you know, they came in here, beat the Chargers, stomped on the logo after the game. And
lights out dance on the logo.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, the next year beat them in the AFC Championship game. So there's definitely a lot of people looking forward to this game. Tell me about the Patriot running game. I think that might be something we haven't looked at all. And Sony Michel had some decent games. The other running back, James White, is always a big-time postseason guy. Chargers didn't use any linebackers last week. I don't know what they're going to do this week to try and cover James White, but I would think that's an area the Patriots might look to exploit.
I would agree. I think the Patriots running backs are probably the X factor this week. I don't love the Patriots matchups on the outside with their wide receivers against the Chargers DBs. Edelman I like as a matchup, but really he's the only one. And I think the Patriots are going to have to control the ball, grind the clock, pick up, you know, a lot of third downs. And if the Chargers, especially if they go with a light defense again, I don't know if they'll do the seven defensive backs, but they could definitely do six. I think you'll see a lot of the Patriots blocking tight end Dwayne Allen, a lot of their fullback James Devlin, a lot of power football with Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead. Michel's been good this year. He's had 300 or 400 yard games. He doesn't exactly create his own yardage. When it's there, he hits the hole. He does a pretty good job. He's been pretty atrocious with short yardage running, and I'm concerned about the Patriots being able to finish in the red zone and on the goal line on Sunday. That's been a big problem for them. But I think you'll see a lot of power football and a lot of play-action passes to keep the pass rush off of Brady's back. And then, yeah, James White, Rex Burkhead, when these two teams played last year, those two running backs were the Patriots' top receivers in catches and yards. So I would expect a similar performance. The other X factor is probably Cordarrelle Patterson, who's kind of a hybrid, not quite a wide receiver, a little too big to be a running back, but they do a lot of jet sweeps with him. They'll hand the ball off to him sometimes out of the backfield. Quick screens, quick hitches, you know, designed plays to get him the ball and let him use his phenomenal skill. So I think it's really going to be the Patriots' backfield more than Gronk and Edelman that's going to be carrying the day for them.
Ben Volen joins us here on Gwen and Chris from the Boston Globe. Ben, big picture, concerning Bill Belichick. How much longer does he want to do this? Going into this season, there was a lot of news focused around the Patriots and them coming apart at the seam because of the relationship between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. It seems to be overblown. I mean, they didn't have the season that they normally do, but they seem to thrive as they normally do. How long do you see Bill Belichick doing this for?
I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. He's, in his mid-60s, I think 65 or 66 right now. He once said he doesn't want to be, coaching into his 70s, but it's a different NFL now.
Yeah.
And first of all, he's making a ton of money. We don't really know how much he's making, but it's probably over $10 million a year.
He doesn't share that information with you guys? Can't believe it.
Shockingly, he's kept that one private.
Yeah.
But, why would you walk away from that? And, it's not like the NFL is a grind like it used to be. I mean, he still goes to Nantucket on the weekends all the time and, is palling around with his girlfriend and, Instagramming and, going to charity events and stuff. And I think he also wants to outlast Tom Brady. I think he wants to draft another quarterback or find another quarterback and, try to win after Tom Brady. And Brady keeps saying he wants to play for 5 more years. He's only under contract through next year, so that'll be interesting to see if the Patriots actually give him a contract extension or if there's maybe a squabble coming down the line between the Patriots and Brady. But I don't see Belichick stepping away anytime soon. Like Josh McDaniels, everyone thought he would be the heir apparent, and maybe it turns out to be the case, but I don't think that was the arrangement. And I don't think that Bill is going to be stepping away anytime soon just because the program kind of runs itself at this point, and the NFL isn't the grind that it used to be, and he's making great money. So why would you walk away from that?
Good point.
Yeah. I just – the only thing I wish is that I could be coached by Bill Belichick, just in – even in how to do a sports talk show. I bet you he'd have some pretty good information and some great insight. Ben, great insight from you on the Patriots. Really enjoyed the conversation. Enjoy the game this weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. So real quick, how does this go? Like, let's say the Chargers win the Super Bowl. Does San Diego throw a parade for them? Like, how
we don't know.
We don't know. I promise you, if San Diego throws a parade, I don't think they're showing up. I really don't.
That's a great call.
Who celebrates? Who gets to celebrate?
You know what? Philip Rivers might come down and celebrate. Everyone loves him here. Antonio Gates. If the ownership comes anywhere near San Diego, there would be tear gas and riot squads. But other than those two things, I think all of us are kind of just like you, Ben. We don't really know how the reaction's going to be. It's been mixed on the phones, but there are more Charger fans, I think, here than will admit to being Charger fans.
They're closet.
Well, I think it'd be funny if they held a parade in Orange County and like 20 people showed up to it.
That's the conundrum there, because they throw it in L.A., nobody might show up.
Yeah, because in L.A., they don't even know they're there. So it's crazy. Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.